totally different world, a world which you wouldn't recognise. Most of the traffic, as I'm talking about what I was, still horses and carts. The milk used to be delivered daily by the milkman with a cart. He used to have a dairy cart, a milk float, they call it. And he used to have a couple of churns of milk on a milk float. One was full cream and the other was skim. And the women used to put the jug out on a step, on a doorstep, with the money underneath. And the milkman, he'd know what I wanted. Like, say, there'd be either a pint of full cream or a pint of skim. And he'd take the money and that. And he'd have this ladle and he'd measure it out with a point measure into the jug and leave it on the doorstep. Nobody would touch it. Nobody wouldn't pinch it. He'd leave it on the doorstep. It was all right. The painting that I remember was about a quarter of the size it is now. And a lot of what is shops, like Hyde Road, were all houses. There were no shops in Hyde Road. On the left-hand side, there were all houses with gardens out the front. That's why you've got those great big wide footpaths all that way, you've noticed. On the left-hand side was a big house called Croft, got turned into a hotel, which got demolished when they built Crossways, you know, the Crossways shopping centre. If you go to Torquay Road, go from Seaway up towards, going towards Hollywood, on the right-hand side of all those shops up there, they were all houses with a little garden out the front. The first shop there was a house nearest to where the tram depot was. That was a fruit and veg shop, belonged to a chap called Gubbins, Jack Gubbins. That was his fruit and veg shop. That was the first shop that was there, but he still had his front garden. He didn't you had to walk down the garden, because out in the garden he used to put a lot of his stuff, you see, a lot of his fruit and veg. And they turned the front rooms of houses into a shop, and they lived at the back and up above. And the opposite side of the road from that were houses, biggish private houses, which got turned into shops. I mean, we could walk out and play out in the streets and all that. Then we used to play out in the streets. And there wasn't the traffic and all that. As I say, most of the traffic then was horse and cart, horse and carriage, you know. There were lorries, mainly lorries. There weren't a lot of private cars. They were mainly lorries that chaps had bought after the 14th War, with all the surplus lorries they had from the 14th War. And I remember two that I remember well. There was Jack Teague. He had one. He bought this old Ford lorry off the army. He was a coalman. He used to go round with a coal cart delivering coal, selling coal. And there was a chap called Manon Williams. He was sort of general haulier. He had this lorry, and he'd, you know, if somebody wanted a couch moved or a load of rubble moved, or he'd move anything on the lorry, you know. The horses, you see, would go along and stop. They got so used to it, like the quap milk float. He would go along and he'd stop, and the milkman would get out there, and the horse would go along to the next house and stop. The horses knew the round as much as the milkman. Yeah.